This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 5th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A historic 85-year-old German airfield will close next year, victim to budget deficits and consolidation. Tempelhof Airport in Berlin was built in 1923, expanded by the Nazis in the years leading up to World War II, and went on to play an important role in the Berlin airlift in 1948. The airport sports a distinctive horseshoe-shaped terminal complex that is one of the largest remaining examples of 1930s-era architecture in the city. The Associated Press reports that despite being a local favorite for its convenience as a commuter airport, Tempelhof has been losing money for years and will close on October 31, 2008. Tegel Airport is also scheduled to close as government leaders seek to consolidate airport operations around Berlin into a large central facility. Berlin's Schönefeld Airport, itself a former military base, will be transformed into Berlin-Brandenburg International Airport by 2011. British Defense Secretary Des Brown told Parliament on Tuesday that the mid-air explosion of a 38-year-old Nimrod MR2 over Afghanistan in September of 2006 was most likely caused by a fuel leak. All 14 servicemen aboard died. Brown's comments followed the release of a report from an official inquiry. The aircraft had conducted air-to-air refueling shortly before fires were reported. Brown told lawmakers the age of some parts may have contributed to the incident, that the Ministry of Defense has taken action to prevent a similar accident, and that the Nimrod fleet will keep flying. Bloomberg reports the conclusion may increase pressure on Prime Minister Gordon Brown's Labour government to address a defense budget some have called inadequate to support conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Conservative Party's shadow defense minister, Gerald Howarth, charged that after 40 fire-related incidents a year for the past 20 years and 52 leaks in a six-month period last year, the manufacturer and the RAF were, quote, acutely aware of the potential hazards arising from the Nimrod's aging systems, unquote. Demonstrating that economic recovery can be a fragile thing, two U.S. airlines warned investors on Tuesday that they're expecting tough times in 2008. Reuters reports that waning consumer confidence and soaring fuel costs caused Delta to warn of a possible operating loss and prompted Southwest to announce it will restrict growth in capacity. Henri Corpron, president of the aerospace division of the Seabury Group, told the service, quote, what we see today is there's not much room for upside. Airplanes are full. Fares have been hiked several times over the last few months, unquote. Corpron's comments came at the Reuters Aerospace and Defense Summit. Airline stock prices were generally down after the guidance from Delta and Southwest. ANN's expert commentator on the Columbia bankruptcy case, former Columbia VP Rich Belzer, is out with his list of the big winners and losers in the proceeding, which saw Cessna Aircraft succeed in its bid for the company. Among big winners, he lists Cessna dealers, who have exciting new products and a better competitive position against market-leading Cirrus Design on the way, and the owners of the existing Columbia fleet, who will now have solid warranty support for their planes. Rich says the biggest loser, and deservedly so, is the Malaysian government and its Ministry of Finance, who knowingly stiffed unsecured creditors. Columbia's sales centers and warranty repair providers are listed by Rich as undeserving losers for sticking their necks out and incurring expenses which went unpaid. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Lion Air adds still more to its 737 order list. The RAF gets another Globemaster. And it's airport development versus historic farmhouse in Maryland. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of Jim Campbell's chat with Teledyne Continental's new president, Rhett Ross. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.